Okay, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. Wow, this is busy. This is better than my usual Tuesday afternoon meetings. Thank you very much, Luis and Ronaldinho. It's an absolute pleasure to be sat with you here this afternoon. We're here specifically to talk about footballers and the transition into becoming entrepreneurs, the challenges you face, etc. And I don't think anyone in this room doesn't know really what you've done on the field. They might like to learn a little bit more about your projects away from the game. So I think that we've got some videos to look for. So I think we should have a short film just on the screen very shortly for Ronaldinho.
Today is all about video streaming and sharing, which is why we are proud to introduce Zoomy, an online TV channel provider and video-based social network that is fit and profitable for all. Zoomy users will be able to interact, subscribe to channels, and also own their own channel, which means anyone can sell ads and make money. Premium users will be able to access features such as skipping and reselling ads, while channel owners will get to manage their TV schedules, content, advertising and pay-per-view, maximizing sales, and generating profit. But we want more. We want to help you succeed. We can boost your business by offering consulting services, a media kit composer, metrics, and statistics. Join us early and take part in the video revolution. Zoomy, life on air nonstop.
And I also think we've, for Luis, we've got a video for you as well with Dream Football.
Thank you.
So I think that just gives a taster of what Dream Football is all about. But Luis, would you like to explain a little bit more about it, how you got involved and what it was such a driver for you to the project?
Well, first of all, good afternoon to everybody. It's always a pleasure to be in my hometown and a warm welcome to everybody. Well, I'm founder of this project. We started with a website, and we saw that we should improve and make it easy for the young talents that love football. So we're launching here this hub. The main goal and idea is to give the chance to all the youngers around the world who loves football and follow the dream to be a professional one day, to be connected with the clubs, our partners, in a different way of the normal scouting. So through this hub, you have the chance to have equal opportunities, like everyone who plays in a club, and have the chance to be known and seen by the normal scouts.
Fantastic, thank you. And Ronaldinho, with Zoomy, could you explain a little bit more about how you first got involved?
Eu me envolvi porque me interessou, né, quando comecei a ver o projeto. Gostei muito, a chance de poder, né, me aproximar ainda mais dos fãs e, né, de uma forma bem rápida fazer com que isso atinja, né, o mundo todo, 5 continentes, se não me engano. Então acho que é uma grande possibilidade de me aproximar ainda mais com os fãs e de trazer alguns amigos para que também, né, possam se aproximar dos fãs também.
I got involved because I liked the product very much. I think it's very interesting for me to get involved, to get closer to my fans from all the continents through this technology, through the videos that we are gonna broadcast. And I got really interested on sharing these moments more closely and bringing several friends of mine to do the same thing through Zoomy.
Was there a particular moment in your life or your career where you decided that you wanted to look beyond just football in terms of moving towards a business side of life?
Well, I think I've always loved to do business. I don't know if it comes in my genes or not, but sometimes it's not a moment in your life that you decide, okay, I want to try to do this business or have this business. But normally when you inactive in playing football, you are so focused on your career and concentrate in what you're doing, not spending energy in other options, that you only focus on that. But probably you have to think too after when you retire, because our career is really short. You've probably finished with 30, 35, 36 years, and you start a new life. So some moment of that career, you have to think about what you're going to do in the future. The normal step is like probably being a football player and will be a coach or to be a director. But I think depends of each one and depends of what you like, what you want to do, you can change and go to another project. No?
Bom, estou completamente de acordo com o que ele vem dizendo. É o que me aproximou, né, dos negócios, foi ver o que outros atletas vinham fazendo antes que eu entrasse. Então, vivo, né, isso dentro de casa. Meu irmão foi jogador e depois passou, né, a trabalhar com muita coisa. Então, tudo isso me incentivou e me levou a ter essa curiosidade e vir a trabalhar dessa forma.
What incentivized him to start thinking about doing business was seeing the prior players, football players, that were already getting to business after their careers, not being coaches as Figo just mentioned. And he had the first and closest example with his brother, Roberto, that started doing business, managing his career and running all the family's businesses. And he liked it, and he really believed this was the way he wanted to go. So that's how he merged to business.
Are there any lessons from your playing careers that you've drawn upon for your life beyond the field, or that you intend to draw upon in your careers in the future?
Well, I think life is a lesson, no? You always, if you have your mind open, you always learn. So probably a lot of things that you do when you're playing, that you have to do it in your business too. So the most important is to be together with smart people, no?
É verdade. Por isso que eu vou ficar aqui do teu lado. Não, Figo já falou, né? Estar ao lado de pessoas importantes, de pessoas inteligentes, né? Acho que isso facilita muito. Então, isso é o que move, né? O que causa curiosidade. Então, acho que buscar coisas que aguçam a curiosidade é muito importante. Isso sempre foi o meu foco e é assim que eu pretendo trabalhar também daqui para frente.
He said that's why he wants to be beside Figo, because he's smart, and that he really looks for interesting people, intelligent people also to be with, and products, ideas that get attention, that are interesting for him and that he believes are interesting for everybody else.
Are there specific hurdles and difficulties specific to footballers that that can block their development and in terms of transitioning towards becoming entrepreneurs? What do you say, Luis?
Well, it's always some difficult moments in not only when you are an entrepreneur or when you play football. I think, like I said to you, the mentality should be when you have a problem or a bad day, that is the day after will be better. Normally, when you play like a team, you can have a bad day, but the team can play well and you win. It's the same when you have a good team. You can have a bad day, but if you're surrounded with the good people, probably that mistake is not so important when the team is strong and can help you in that, no?
Bom, no meu caso, eu tive sorte de encarar menos dificuldades que alguns, porque né, os jogadores que já saíram na minha frente encontraram bem mais dificuldades e obtiveram sucesso. Então, eles deixaram as portas abertas para que a gente mais jovem possa chegar. Então, hoje as dificuldades estão diminuindo devido ao sucesso que os jogadores que vieram na nossa frente alcançaram. Então, né, somos agradecidos, eu sou agradecido por né, esses jogadores inteligentes que deixaram de futebol e já investiram muito bem, têm uma carreira de sucesso. Então, hoje eu encontro menos dificuldade graças àqueles que vieram na minha frente e deixaram as portas abertas.
I'm lucky about coming to the business side after some very successful football players, because they opened the doors and all the resistance they faced in the beginning are smaller right now.
If you have one specific piece of advice for a young footballer today who is considering moving on from just being a footballer in the future, what would that advice be?
I grew with a slogan in my Portuguese club that was like effort, dedication, devotion, and glory. So I think that slogan. So, thank you. That slogan for me was like I apply that in all my career, not only in football but during my whole life, and I think helps me. Sometimes when you know that you got something important, that was because you work for that and you sacrifice for that. So I try to don't forget that. And the advice I could give to the youngers that wants to be a professional football player is that they have to work hard to achieve the glory. So that is the most important for me.
Conselho que pode ser dado uma criança é que trabalhe duro, que se dedique para poder chegar ao futebol. Se precisa muito dessa dedicação, de muito esforço. Então, né, ter a sorte de fazer o que gosta. Então, para mim, sempre fui movido à alegria. Então, para mim, é fundamental fazer o que faz feliz e alegre. Então é isso que eu aconselho, é que se dedique ao máximo, mas nunca esqueça da alegria de se divertir muito.
The first advice is to really dedicate really hard and put all your effort on that. And the second is to do with happiness, because once you're doing things that you like, it's much easier to put your effort and to be successful.
What does the next chapter hold for you both?
I hope to see a lot of succeed histories of kids that downloaded their videos in our app and can have the chance to be a professional football player. That makes me really happy, because that means that we create a value with this business. So, and after that, enjoy life and try to be healthy the most as possible. To have the chance to do another startups, another business, and to enjoy and be happy.
Bom, divulgar. Divulgar a web pelo mundo, né, convidando outros amigos para participar do reality show, e o Figo vai ser meu primeiro convidado.
Vai ser uma bomba.
So we plan to launch Zoomy around the world in different countries, different continents. Invite all my friends to have their channels in Zoomy and participate of Ronaldo's reality show. And Figo is the first confirmed guest.
Fantastic. So we can imagine a little bit of collaboration with you both in the coming years, possibly.
Yeah, of course. I think you know, when you have friends and you ask, they ask for some collaboration, you're always available to try to help and to make him improve what he's starting. And I have to say thanks to Ronaldinho too, to the push he's giving to our hub in his social networks. So everything is coming for a good friend. We are always available to help.
À disposição, sempre. Para mim é uma alegria, né, poder, né, hoje em dia trabalhar junto, fazer grandes coisas juntos, amigo, ídolo. Então, né, um orgulho, e estarei sempre à disposição para poder ajudar da melhor forma possível.
Obrigado.
I feel very happy to make business with friends, with an idol, as Figo is for me. And I'm always available to help my friends, and of course Figo as well.
Well, thank you both very much. It's been very informative. I'm sure everyone here would like to show their appreciation to Ronaldinho and also to Luis Figo. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.